Welcome to the Sober Plug Podcast, where I get you disconnected from addiction and plugged into recovery. I'm your host, Connor Duffy. If you are struggling with addiction, you can reach out to my direct line. That is 203-917-8862. Again, 203-917-8862. I do own a detox residential facility called California Wellness. So if you are struggling with addiction and you need resources, you could reach out to that direct line. And if you need any other resources local to you, you could reach out to me as well. What I want to talk with you about today is being overwhelmed in recovery. A lot of people worry about really nonsensical things like, how am I going to stay sober forever? Or how am I going to deal with this wedding that's coming up? Or we future trip, we project into the future and we let it overwhelm us. And to be honest with you, the future really doesn't matter. All that really matters is today. Because the problem with worrying about the future is all it really does is we ask ourselves questions that we don't have the answers to a lot of times. And so what makes us anxious? What makes us nervous? Well, when you are asked a question that you don't have the answer to, your mind goes into worry mode. This is what anxiety is. We don't know how to come up with the solution when we're not asking ourselves the right types of questions, or if we're not in a relaxed state, we tend to get overwhelmed and want to give up. And this happens very, very often in recovery. People essentially stop before they start. And the big excuse for a lot of people before even getting sober is worrying about relapsing. And it's like, well, why are you worried about relapse if you haven't even started to get sober first? You have to get sober to begin with. That's the first step. First and foremost is getting sober today, taking action right now and doing whatever you can to make sure that you get on the right path. The rest will take care of itself. But you have to understand that it takes action. You're not going to think your way out of a problem. You just have to take it day by day and take the next right step each and every time. And the point of this is when you simplify things and you focus on what you have to do on a daily basis, just on what you need to do today, you're not worried about how you're going to string together a week or a month or the next year. We really have to simplify things. It's the only way that you can master any type of craft is to simplify something. Like, for instance, look at any field that you could possibly think of, right? Whether it's a teacher or it's a fucking rocket scientist or, you know, someone who is a mechanic. They did not become that overnight. It most likely took practice, mentorship, and repetition. And over the course of time, as we start to repeat certain actions, behaviors, perspectives, we start to change and develop skill. Recovery is no different. It's over the course of time. It's a daily reprieve. Each and every day, we have to take a step in the right direction. But just worry about today. You can't get sober tomorrow until tomorrow comes. So why worry about something in the future that's not even here yet, when all it's going to do is create a negative emotion for you? And so the first thing I really want you to think about, and I've talked about this a little bit here, is keeping it simple, right? Keep it simple. And keep it simple by just focusing on one day at a time. That's it. That is the only thing I want you to focus on. Now, of course, it's important to plan. I'm not telling you if an event is coming up or you are going to be in a situation that might not be the best environment, or there are slight concerns like going to a wedding that you feel like you can't miss, where there's going to be drinking. There is planning involved and there is thought involved, where whether you have to decide if this is the right thing for me to do, right? And that's valid. But being obsessed over long-term plans and worrying about how you're going to stay sober for the rest of your life, it makes no sense. It's not important because it's just not here yet. And so, like I was saying, there are going to be times where you need to plan ahead, and that's fine, but it really should only be for events that are coming up that you're deciding if you really need to to go to. And if you are going to go to them, like let's say if you were 3 months sober and a wedding was coming up and you really couldn't miss this wedding, then there is certain planning involved. You want to make sure that you have a healthy support system that is aware of what is going on, and you want to plan ahead by making sure that maybe you take your own car there so you don't get stuck and you don't have to be in a position where you are battling being in a toxic environment for the whole night, where you can get out of there. There is an escape plan if need be. You want to let people know in your recovery circle what is going on and that they can be on standby and one phone call away if needed, right? If you need to lean on someone for a little bit. That is logical. That makes sense to plan ahead, right? But worrying about long-term plans of staying sober other than specific events like that, it's just, it's not important, and because all we really have is today. And you have to think of it this way. When you were drinking and getting high, did you ever worry about how you were going to get high forever? Did you ever worry about how you were going to be drunk 3 months in advance on a regular Tuesday? No, the answer to that is absolutely not. You really just each and every day focused on how you were going to get your fix that day, how you were going to get your booze that day, and you worried about tomorrow when it came. You know what I mean? So staying sober should really be the exact same thing, because it really keeps things in a manageable, it keeps your mindset in a managed space. And it's really all that we need to focus on. It's hard enough staying sober for today, and sometimes that could be overwhelming enough. So why make things more difficult than it needs to be? Now, the second thing that I want you to focus on is when you're overwhelmed in sobriety and you feel like using or drinking is going to alleviate some sort of it's going to give you some sort of relief or it's going to be an answer for you, I want you to do this exercise, and it's remembering your last high or your last drink, not the first one. So sometimes when we're in stressful situations, we automatically want to escape our reality and escape whatever it is that is bothering us. And the easiest way for us to do that is to go back to using. And we tend to focus on the positives or the very few pros that come out of a potential relapse. And this typically stems from when we first started getting high and the relief that we felt then. But what we are ignoring in this process is what our last high was like. What was the last high or the last drink like before you got sober? It probably wasn't pretty, because if it was, if everything was going so smooth and so swimmingly, you wouldn't have wanted to get sober in the first place. And addiction brings us to our fucking knees, straight up. It brings us to a very painful place. It brings us to a lot of misery, and it brings us there really fast once our addiction gets that momentum and we've been, using for quite a long time. Or it doesn't even necessarily have to be a long time, actually. It could just be a very, like for me, for instance, relative to other people, I didn't actually use for that long of a time. I started getting high when I was 9 years old. I really started on a daily basis by the time I was like 11 or 12. But by 20 years old, I was absolutely spent. I had been through so much pain and mental misery and torment in that 8-year span that was enough for me. I was in a really dark place. So you don't necessarily have to be using for a long time, but I guess the point that I'm making is there is some sort of pain that addiction brought you to that made you realize that this is not the life that you want to live. We all know internally that there is more for us. We know that this is not the type of lifestyle that I want or dreamt for myself, but we just can't get out of our own way. Addiction is very strong, where we focus on that instant gratification and we ignore the long-term consequence that comes with that. So when we have these cravings and urges to want to relapse, that's what we have to remember. We have to remember the reality of the situation. The reality of the situation is getting high fucking sucks. Drinking sucks. It's not fun. It doesn't give us that relief that we were once blessed with in the beginning, right? In the beginning, it was great, and we thought it was all euphoria, and we thought that for me, I thought this was going to be like a lifelong relationship, right? I thought that when I started getting high, I thought that I had found the one thing I didn't even know I was looking for. I thought that I had found it, and I abused that thing for so intensely, I should say, that it brought me to a lot of pain very, very quickly. And the reason for this is any type of pleasure that we chase, it leads to pain. It will 100% lead to pain. Perpetual pleasure chasing leads to pain, no matter what the vice is. It doesn't just have to be drugs and alcohol. It could be gambling. It could be sex. It could be shopping. It could be overspending. It could be, food. So many different types of vices out there that can cause pain if you constantly try to chase and evade, avoid the issues that you don't want to face head on. It becomes a relief. It becomes that instant gratification to avoid whatever it is that's going on inside of us. But whenever we don't face these internal battles, they're not going anywhere, because chasing pleasure doesn't solve the problem. It just masks the problem for a very short amount of time. And the issue is the more that you chase it, the less effective it actually is. It's kind of like, think of your favorite dessert or your favorite dinner or something like that. The fact that it's your favorite is obviously because it tastes good and it's something that you love, but I guarantee you, if you had it every single day or every single night, and even three times a day or three times a night, you get sick of that shit really fast. And it's because you overstimulate yourself with whatever it is that you're using. It doesn't become pleasurable anymore, you know? So drugs and alcohol has become that for us. And there comes a time where we cross over this threshold where it is no longer doable. We don't ever go back to what it used to be in the beginning. You know, once you are a pickle, you do not go back to becoming a cucumber. That is not how it works. As badly as some of us want it to be, that's not how it is. And that's why the whole idea of getting sober and really the whole process of recovery is starting to recover from the things that are bothering you and start to pursue a new life, a new journey where you are free. Free of what? Free of yourself. Free of your issues that you probably haven't been dealing with for a while. And we got to face it one way or the other. So going back to drinking or using is never going to be the answer for you. And listen, if you feel like you are struggling and you need help and you need resources and you've been waiting for something to maybe fall in your lap, so to speak, maybe this episode was for you, and maybe I can help you one way or the other, right? Maybe it's time. And I know I had to get to that point, and we all do. And if you need help, you could reach out to my direct line. It is 203-917-8862. Again, 203-917-8862. That's all I have for you today. I really appreciate you being here. I appreciate the support. And much love. I will see you on the next one.